Scuffle Young Family. Scuffle Young Family is the true life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Quiet hour after dinner in Elmwood. Mrs. Young is sitting alone on the porch steps, gathering inner strength and calm to tide her over days which promise to be increasingly difficult. The things seem to have gone awry lately. Peggy's engagement to Carter has struck an almost unsurmountable snag. Mr. Young is still without a job. And now there's possibility that the Young's home, this house where they have been happy for so many years, may be sold. As usual, Mrs. Young is not left alone with her thoughts very long. Biff has just finished dinner.
Oh, are you out here, Mrs. Young?
Yes, Biff, I'm out here.
Would you mind if I sort of join you?
Wish you would.
Oh, where is everybody?
Well, Pepper went out, but the girls are upstairs.
Oh, you mean Edie's here?
Yes, Edie and Peggy. I believe Edie is giving Peggy a talking to.
Yeah, can she do it? Well, I feel sorry for the guy she marries.
Oh, I don't know. I think Edie has a pretty practical head on her shoulders.
Yeah, but she'll wear the pants. She'll lay down the law. Well, she'll be so full of ideas, the poor guy will never get a word in edgewise.
I thought you liked Edie.
Well, I did when I was younger, before I knew much about women.
Oh, I see. And you know about women now, do you, Biff?
Well, I know a whole lot more about them than I did when I fell for Edie.
Well, maybe you're just used to Edie. Maybe you see too much of her.
Well, I don't think so. I just think that she's not my type, that's all. And, well, I just sort of met my type, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes, I heard Pepper refer to some girl that delayed you this evening.
Oh, yeah, I'm awful sorry about that, Mrs. Young. It won't happen again. I got started talking to her, and, she got talking to me, and, well, you know, time sort of went by, and I was in a fog and the rest of it.
I know.
Gee, you know, it's a relief to have a girl listen to you for a change.
I suppose it is.
Peggy and me always do all the talking, and I just sit around like a bump on a log.
And this new girl, this person who delayed you, does she listen?
Well, her name is Gloria. She calls herself Glory. That's a pretty name for a girl, don't you think so, Mrs. Young? Glory.
Yes, I think it is. A little unusual.
Well, men like to be listened to. Yeah, gee, if a girl was smart enough, all she'd do would be to put up an act and pretend she was impressed with what some bird was getting off his chest, and he'd think she was absolutely the tops. The trouble with women nowadays is they just aren't subtle enough.
Well, perhaps they're more natural.
Well, what's that got to do with it? You can be plenty natural after you've hooked a guy, but the smart girl, well, she sort of, well, you know, makes him think he's a big shot, the way Glory makes me think I am. And she's sophisticated, too. I don't mean she's a dumbbell or anything.
I see.
I'm not boring you, am I?
Oh, no. No, indeed. Of course not.
Yeah, but if you really knew what a relief it was for me to have a girl just sort of sit quiet and look at me.
Is that what Gloria does? Glory, I mean?
Well, that's what she does so far.
Well, then no wonder you were late for dinner.
Oh, now you're kidding me, Mrs. Young. But I'm serious about it. She's a beautiful girl. Well, at least I think she is. She's a blonde. Do you like blondes, Mrs. Young?
Well, Biff, I don't know. I really haven't thought very much about it.
No, I like blondes. That's why I always like Peggy, because she's blonde, too. Gee, Peggy's a wonderful girl, but honestly, Mrs. Young, she's got too many opinions of her own.
Well, maybe Glory has opinions of her own that she'll air later on.
You know, I don't think so. I think she's sophisticated enough not to air her opinions, if you know what I mean. Boy, she's a knockout. Honestly, she is, Mrs. Young. You know, I'd like you to meet her.
I'd love to meet her, Biff. Bring her around sometime, why don't you?
All right, I will.
Is that a car stopping here?
Oh, yeah, look who it is.
We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message.
Mary!
Sam!
Mary!
Sam, darling! Oh, Sam!
Mr. Young, he's home!
Hi! Right.
so glad. I'm so glad.
Hello, darling. Well, I pulled a surprise on you. Well, I am. Bag and baggage.
Let me take them for you, Mr. Young.
Okay, Biff. Okay.
Oh, darling, it's so wonderful to have you back. I can't tell you how wonderful it is. Have you had your dinner?
Yes, indeed. I've had my dinner. Now, don't you worry about me. I'm fine. Oh, Mary, it is wonderful to be back. You know, I kind of like this house, Mary. Don't you?
Oh, yes, darling, I love this house. Do you want to go inside? Peggy and Edie are upstairs, but if you want me to call her...
No, 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 don't call her yet. I want you all to myself, Mary. I've got something for you here.
Darling.
Just a minute. There.
Roses. Sam has never seen so many roses.
Well, count them. 5 dozen of them. Hey, Biff.
Yeah, Mr. Young?
Come back here a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Get Peggy to put these flowers in water, will you? They're for Mrs. Young's anniversary.
Anniversary? Sam, for the first time in my life, I forgot our anniversary. Why, it was while you were away.
That's right. I didn't forget it, though. And if you'll give me your little bracelet tomorrow, I'll have one diamond put in it for another bright and shining year which has just passed.
It has been a bright and shining year, hasn't it, Sam? Just as every year with you is a bright and shining year.
Well, honey, I don't know about them all being so bright and shining, but the diamond goes into your bracelet just the same.
Oh, thank you, darling. Sam, did you have a good time? Tell me all about it. Tell me about Kurt, and I want to hear about the Trents, too. But I don't want to hear about that just now. I want to hear about you, first of all. Oh, Sam, it's done you good, hasn't it? I could tell the minute you stepped out of the taxi, the minute I heard your voice, that you felt better than you did when you went away.
You bet I do, Mary. I feel 100% better, particularly now that Kurt's all set.
Yes, he's all set, isn't he?
Well, now, look here, dear. He really is set this time. This time, it's the real McCoy.
Oh, what good news. Oh, Sam, I'm so glad to hear some good news.
Well, what do you mean, dear?
Well, I mean, all this about Peggy and Carter, it's been pretty difficult. Oh, it's been pretty hard on her, too, you know. She's gone through a dreadful time.
Well, of course she has. And, Mary, I really think she had the right hunch in the beginning when she didn't want to tie up with a boy as rich as Carter. If you could see their place, if you'd see the way they live, you'd know that he's not for Peggy. He's not for anybody in our station alive.
Oh, Sam, tell me all about it. And what happened?
Well, you know what happened. I lost my temper, Mary, and, well, I'm glad I did.
Well, I'm glad you did, too, Sam. Somebody should have told them where they headed in.
Well, now, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't have, Mary. I wouldn't have touched Trent for anything in the world. If I hadn't had a picture of him sending his lawyer out here to see you, and you're being subjected to such indignity.
Oh, I know, darling. I know all about it.
Well, after a lot of palavering, Mary, I finally got to see Mr. Trent himself.
And what's Mrs. Trent like?
Well, she's a slight woman with dark hair and a very charming, brittle manner, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I think I do.
And she knows exactly the right thing to say. Of course, Mary, I went in there thinking they really wanted to see me, thinking it was going to be a cordial party. In fact, I guess I talked my head off for a while about my family and about their family and about the two youngsters.
Oh, Sam.
Yes, in fact, I don't think they could stop me.
And Mr. Trent, what's he like?
Well, he's a very substantial citizen. I think he might be said to be a model of what all rich and successful men should look like. He's a good-looking man, Mary. He's slightly iron-gray around the temples, but he looks like a typical clubman. You know, the regular rich and successful son of a rich and successful man.
No, I don't know anything about the rich and successful sons of rich and successful men. I've met up with very few of them.
Well, anyhow, Mary, they're a good-looking couple, and it seemed to me that they were nice enough until I suddenly ran out of words and Trent started talking. In fact, I didn't suspect anything then until he asked me if I'd communicated with you before coming to see him. And then he told me something about Mr. Taylor, his lawyer, who had just come back from a visit to Elmwood. Mm-hmm. Trent said that he'd been more than generous to both Miss Young and her mother. I didn't get the meaning of that at first, and then he said, Mr. Young, Mr. Taylor went out there to offer your daughter any amount of money within reason to give Carter up. When he said that, I saw red, Mary. Offer my little girl money. I guess I flared up at that point. That was the point where I lost my temper, Mary, and felt that the only way to deal with a man as crude as Trent was to knock him down. And by gosh, I had the satisfaction of doing that.
Oh, yes, dear, I know you did.
So I'm darn glad it's all over and that Peggy has made up her mind not to marry Carter.
Oh, Sam, it isn't so simple as that.
Well, what do you mean, Mary?
She's terribly in love with him.
Well, I know that.
You'll have to be very patient with her, Sam. I don't think she knows herself what she wants to do yet.
Well, I know what she wants to do, and I know what she's going to do. She's not going to get mixed up with that bunch, not with my permission, over my dead body.
Apparently, Mr. Young has very definite ideas about what Peggy should do. He may be surprised to find that Peggy's ideas coincide with his own. We'll be back in just a moment after this message.